Hello, everyone. This is Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I want to explain a new format that I'm using and see how this works for you. Every Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, I help the More Mito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, do an educational program on these really powerful new supplements. There's only two or three if you include the products for your animals, which are phenomenal products in themselves. But it's a new delivery system that allows things to get into the mitochondria. These products are getting results, whether it's a Rejuvenate gel that you put on your face, and if you have joint problems or anything like that, you use it and you'll be amazed at how well it works. Or the Restore product that delivers 44 different things right into the cell because of this XDS technology. Well, the results have been so phenomenal over the years I've been working with them. I've really focused what I've done in helping them. Now, after we do a show on Saturday from 11 to noon, there's a 30-minute break. And then from 12:30 Central Standard Time to about 1:10, 1:15, I've done an educational consulting session. Well, the reason I say it's a consulting session is I'll open up with 10, 15 minutes about a certain subject, whether we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, just one thing after another. And then I'll let people ask me questions. Usually the questions are along that line, but not always. They can go in any direction people want them to go. And I will be able to draw on all this information of all these experts that I've interviewed over the long career that I've had, and all the books that I've read, and all the experience I've had from people using things that I've recommended. And so it's sometimes there's some other things I want to add to the product. There is another product line that I may start talking about in the future that is extremely powerful as well, but it's very expensive. This one is reasonably priced, and yet it will change the life of so many people out there. So what I'm going to do from now on, or at least for a few months, we'll see how this works, is you're going to hear this opening each time. And then there's going to be a little break, a little commercial break, short one. And then you're going to hear the consulting session that we do. And then from there, there'll be a break. And then you can hear some of the interviews that Roger Hill has collected that are along the same line of whatever the subject is for that week. That's the basic format. So if you don't want to hear the interviews and just want to hear the consulting session, you know how this is laid out. But I think the interviews are fantastic and very valuable to understand because they're really miracles in this field, like something I've never seen before. And it's all because of this new delivery system, this XDS technology that Dr. Elliott has patented and has a way of getting things right into the mitochondria. It's truly amazing, folks. And if you've listen to this, you'll find out why it's so extraordinary when you hear people talking about the results they're getting. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on, and you get to participate. And if you want to join the company, it costs nothing to join the company. You just go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. It tells you there how to join. You can call them and if you have any questions. And you don't have to buy anything, but if you do buy something, that tells you how to buy it, what's in the product. Like if you look at Restore, there's 44 different things in there. It costs you $600, $700, $800 to buy all that individually. And yet, because of the way this delivery system, they don't have to use very much, and yet they get more results than if you use thousands of milligrams. So I almost feel like it's a public service. It really is. And it's so phenomenal. It's helping so many people. So check it out and share this with your friends and family because it can make a difference in their life. They may not be telling you what's going on with them, but there may be something that's right down their line that could really turn their life around. So we want all the people that we know to live a long, healthy, and happy life. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick, short break. Regular listener of the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. We've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort.
I may go a little longer
on
the information.
Skills2change.com.
Before we get to question and answers, because the information may give the answer to a lot of people in this regard at one time. Okay, now, we got normal blood sugar. Normal blood sugar, when you eat a meal that has some starch or sugar in it, if you're healthy and have a normal response to blood sugar, it moves from about 80 to about 90. But if you're diabetic, it could move from 80 to 200 and then drop down to 70 below baseline. That's when you really panic or you fall asleep, pass out. It may drop even lower than that in some cases. So it, like that first heel on the roller coaster, really goes up there, and then it drops real fast. And that's within about an hour and a half period. Most of you have experienced this, even if you're fairly healthy, after a Thanksgiving dinner, and you've eaten this big meal. And when you eat this big meal, you really have that sense of getting sleepy about an hour and a half later. I've told this because I thought it was pretty funny that before I started doing radio, I was working then as a physical therapist, using my exercise equipment to get people back. And I was believing what they were throwing out there at the time, that fat was the problem. I'm talking about 1995. And we thought that people had heart problems because they ate fat. And if you eat bad fat, which is soy, corn oil, safflower, sunflower, canola oil, and peanut oil, and cottonseed oil, those are inflammatory. Those can bring on heart disease. In fact, just a little bit can. But there's a lot of great fats that are extremely healthy for you. We have three of them in our product, the Restore. We have the olive oil and the olive leaf and the black seed. Olive leaf is a little bit better than olive oil at killing viruses and bacteria and fungus. That's why it's in there. But there's other things, coconut oil and butter is actually good for you, contrary, but the margarine is very deadly. It's a horrible thing that they invented. And they invented it for the army so the butter wouldn't go rancid. They came up with margarine, and then it brings on heart disease 8 times more with the people that eat margarine. So in that sense, it's bad for you. But it's really the sugar that, when the sugar is elevated, it causes inflammation within the blood vessels. Then it will take normal levels of fat or cholesterol, and it's usually a lot of times, this is when it's most harmful, mix it with calcium and stick it to the side of your arteries. And they call it lipoprotein A, a little sticky protein. And good cholesterol, it could be high and you could be extremely healthy, but it should look like a nice soft white cloud floating through the blood. And it will help repair the cell walls and keep the cell walls healthy. It'll help with the hormones and stop you from being depressed, all these things. People that go on real low-fat diets have trouble with depression and everything. But when it's inflamed in there, when the immune system is overactive, when there's a lot of oxidation going on inside the arteries, it turns it into a little BB, and it sticks it against the cell wall. Then that builds up until you can shut off the artery. And sugar is one of the things that causes that inflammation to a great deal. And then what I told you earlier about how sugar, when it's heated up, it can create these little strands of sugar, just like cotton candy. And it gets in, it does that inside your cells to the point that the cells can't divide, and then they die. The cells have to divide so many times. The average cell divides 65 times in your life. If you're really healthy, it doesn't need to divide very often because the mitochondria is being rebuilt. So when there's too much sugar, that cell dies. It can build up, that cotton candy-like effect can build up in the eyes and get a cloudiness and bring on blindness, get in the capillaries, do the same thing where they start leaking and they can't release the sugar properly into the body, the nutrients into the body, and you have all kinds of problems from excess sugar. Now, first of all, there's three typical ways we talk about diabetes. Diabetes 1, which is an autoimmune response that most people that have it get it in childhood. Diabetes 2, you should not come on to after 40, around age 40, after people have been eating bad for years. But now you're seeing that little children that are 4, 6, 8 years old because of the high sugar content and the overstarch. I mean, we just load them up with sugar. And the more sugar you eat, the less you can taste sugar. So you want more sugar. It dulls your sense to the sugar. And in fact, you can test someone's blood sugar by taking a half teaspoon and putting in 6 ounces of water. A quarter teaspoon, half teaspoon, three quarters, a full teaspoon. And you can go up like that and you stir it into each glass of water. If that person has to have a full teaspoon in a glass of water before he tastes the sweetness, he has blood sugar problems. So that's one way of telling it. Now we talk about A1C. Hemoglobin A1C measurement is that the red blood cells, they last an average of about 3 months. You have new red blood cells being made every day, but the overall red blood cells last for 3 months. So they figured out, as they look at the sugar content that was in the red blood cells and the damage that was done to them over a three-month period and get an average. So what is considered very healthy, excellent, is an A1C that's 4 to 6. I like it to be more around 5. Is what's considered good, but I don't consider this good. I don't even consider 6 really good, but it's not bad. It's 7 to 8. I'll explain to you in a minute why. And what is considered poor or bad is an A1C that's 9 to 14 or higher. Okay, when your A1C is four, your blood sugar has been averaged around 50. I think that can be a little low sometimes. But when it's 5, it's been averaging around 80, 70 to 80 in that area. So when you're in the 5 range, 5 to 6. When you get to 6, though, you're getting on borderline diabetic. It's 115. Borderline diabetic. A lot of you may not know it, but you're walking around as a borderline diabetic. And you could be that way for years before you become full-blown diabetes. And that's what's so important, is to know where you are there, because if you're on the edge there and you're staying on the edge, if you're around 115, 120 a lot, you need to really get under control early so you don't have a lot of damage done. Okay, an A1C of 7 is about an average blood sugar of 150. It goes up like that. 8 is another 30 points, and it keeps going up. About 30 points for each point of A1C. So you can sometimes they want to do an insulin sensitivity test. And sometimes your blood sugar can look okay, but you're not responding to insulin the way you should. And the man I studied with, this was his specialty because he almost died of diabetes. He was a doctor in psychology. And then he got into photography and had the biggest wedding photography business in Oklahoma. And someone found him in a studio, passed out. And he had gone into diabetic coma. He was about 5'10" and weighed 350 pounds. And he took off 150 pounds and sold his practice, because they told him when he woke up in the hospital 3 days later out of the diabetic coma, said, "We doubt if you'll live 5 more years." And this has probably been 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I think, that he sold his practice and went to Bastyr, a nutritional college, and also Chatsworth down in Costa Rica, and picked up his doctorate and his PhD in nutrition. Well, he had to learn how to eat, and he had to learn all the ins and outs. And so we talked a lot about this. And I went back over to him and was taking some extra classes a couple years ago, because I got to sit in on a class, and I was thinking about picking up my naturopath degree on top of my PhD. And in the class, he listens to this show sometimes. And in the class, he said, "Okay, guys, there's about some doctors and naturopath doctors and MDs and stuff that are in the class." And he said, "What is the main cause of diabetes?" And I said, "Well, the main cause of diabetes is a healthy muscle cell has 2,400 receptor sites for insulin. And the insulin taps on those or connects with those and opens the cell wall, and the sugar goes in, and the mitochondria burns it. The sugar and fat goes in and burns that for energy. But if you have too much sugar floating around, the cell knows that too much sugar will kill it, will destroy the cell. So what it does, it gets rid of some of these receptor sites. And so instead of having 2,400 receptor sites for insulin, you may get down to 600 to 400. Now you're diabetic. But it's more important to the cell that you don't have any energy than the cell dies. Well, if you go on a low-carb diet, very low-carb diet for a while, at first you won't feel good for about 10 days. You'll feel tired because you're used to living on sugar. But if you go on a low-carb diet or a keto diet, the body will start rebuilding those receptor sites. And after a while, if you do doing that, and especially taking more Mito product, the Restore, on top of that, you could totally reverse it if you catch it, especially if you catch it in early stages. If you don't do the low-carb diet and just do the Restore, you may turn it around. But you'll do so much better if you combine it with a low-carb diet, like the Protein Power book by the Eases is one of my favorites. Dr. Atkins is he did a great job of educating the public for many years. I had him on my radio show many, many years ago. I had a great time interviewing him. And then the keto, there's so many keto diets out there. Be careful of some of these keto desserts. When I read the back of them, I'm going, this is too high in carbohydrates. How do you figure your carbohydrates? When you turn something over and you look at carbohydrates, you subtract the fiber, and then what's left over is the net carbohydrates. You want 2 or 3, maybe 4 at the most, net carbohydrates. But some of these things that say keto-friendly, and you look at it and go, well, that's 10 or 12, 15 carbs net after I subtract out the fiber. It may have very low fiber. I'm going, that's not good. What they do is they add a lot of fat, which will slow down how quickly the blood sugar responds. Dale, I think I can hear you. Dale, you need to mute your phone, or someone needs to mute right there. But when you have this blood sugar response, it's not enough just to have fat. It has to have fiber, and it has to be low carbs. Then when you do that, you start resensitizing the body to blood sugar. Now, the other things that we sensitize is exercise. I teach exercise 3 days a week. Been teaching it at this one place since about 2000, maybe 1999, right in that period. And I also was going in there on my off days doing extra work. Well, I was getting where I was missing my off days. So 2 days ago, I bought a nice home bicycle. So while I'm watching the news, while I'm getting ready in the morning, I can cycle on this thing because it's so important. cleanse your lymph system, to bring down your blood sugar. Now, some people think that, oh, if I can do 3 hours, that's better. Well, you'll burn a lot of calories, but you can also create cortisol, too much cortisol, too much stress. When you stress, you can bring on diabetes. Someone could be, have no problem with blood sugar, be in a car wreck or have some operation or go through a spouse dies or something really hard on them happens, and their adrenal gland is just overworked and becomes fatigued, and the cortisol has really gone out in excess, which is destructive to the brain cells, destructive to muscle. And what happens, you can end up diabetic. Now, you've heard of gestation diabetes, which women get a lot of times when they're pregnant. But when after the baby's born, it normally goes away. The baby's eating up a lot of sugar, and it's a lot of stress to the mom, and it can put her into a diabetes. But I know one lady who's a doctorate in nutrition. I believe she's a doctor. She may have a master's. And she used to lecture around here. And she ended up diabetic, insulin-dependent diabetic after giving birth to her daughter. And so she had to learn how to eat, how to what to take, what supplements and different things. I hadn't talked to her in a few years. I'd love to talk to her about more of my own. But I'm going to go back to Dr. McDay. In that class, I laid out the explanation of how the blood sugar is affected by getting rid of the receptor sites by having too much blood sugar, making you lose your ability to process sugar in the cells. And he said, well, that's right, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. The primary reason you have diabetes 2 is because of mitochondrial dysfunction. If you have plenty of mitochondria, really energetic mitochondria, and a lot of it in the cells, then it can handle the excess sugar. But the combination of eating a lot of sugar and low mitochondria, it can't process it. Now you push yourself into diabetes. The man that sold my artwork for many years, from 95 to 2005, then he died of diabetes. You wouldn't know he's diabetic. Normally diabetics are apple-shaped. Not always. Once they get full-blown diabetes, they can get really skinny. They can eat and eat, and the body's just eating up their muscle and everything as fast as it can to try to get energy because it just can't utilize the energy in the cells. So it's always hungry. But most of the time, people get fat, and especially in the early stages. But in case of Tom, he was about 6'1 or 2. I guess probably about 6'2. Probably weighed 170 pounds, slender man, and he was having blood sugar problems. And he said, okay, what do I do? He listened to my radio show, and I would say, well, you need chromium, you need magnesium. I lay out all, you need vanadium, chromium, and zinc. I didn't know it was long before I knew about more mito. And I said, you need that, plus it would help to take some magnesium. You need to eat low carb. And I think I mentioned a couple other products for him. And then Tom would call me about 2 months later and said, hey, I got this stuff up in the cabinet that you brought. How do I take that again? And I would explain it to him. And then he wouldn't take it. Well, after a couple of years of that, he lost his lower leg to diabetes. And then he lost his life a year or two later. We've become very good friends, and I really hated to see him go that way because he could have continued living probably 5-10 more years. One of the things that made me mad is I went by the hospital after they amputated his lower leg. And when I went in there, his wife and daughter, they were just fuming. And I said, what's going on? And Tom was mad too. The dietitian for the hospital, he was probably 60 pounds overweight, came in with all these pastries. And they said, he can't eat that. He's diabetic. Oh, he can. Just take more insulin. Well, folks, when you take more insulin than your body needs to utilize the sugar, it causes your arteries also to get thicker and shut down. It causes inflammation throughout the body. taking more insulin, if you unless you absolutely need it, is not the solution. Becoming healthier is the solution. And so this exercise bike, I did 25 minutes on it earlier today, and I'll do it again tonight, maybe when I'm watching the news. I'd rather see someone that, instead of exercising for an hour or hour and a half straight on it, do three sessions. Do the same thing, but do it over three sessions, maybe a little bit higher pace in each one of those sessions. The reason is that's going to lower my blood sugar for a few hours and make me healthier. But over the day, I'm going to eat something, and blood sugar may want to creep back up. So if I do it again this evening, you don't necessarily want to do it too late in the day unless you have a really serious problem, because it may rev you up and you may not want to sleep much. And sleep is so important because, again, stress is a major cause of this. Now, the more mito product is working so well on people because we have adaptogens in there, like ashwagandha and some theanine and some other things in there that calm the adrenal gland. If you calm the adrenal gland, you really do wonders for your blood sugar. In fact, that Robert Smith, Robert G, or he calls it, he likes to go by Robert G, said that he had someone that's insulin dependent diabetic, and they're no longer diabetic. And I went, what do you mean, Robert? You mean by tapping on these certain reflexology points and lowering the stress, they're no longer diabetic? What about the chemistry of the person? And he said, Dan, if they're not having a stress response, then their adrenaline glands calm down. Well, so is their pancreas. I went, okay, wow. I wouldn't have believed it, but he did it. And so, in fact, you can check him out. You can go to robertg.com. Or you can look up Faster EFT. You can see him on YouTube and everything, working with people. And you can work with his people online. Very important to learn to be able to control stress because that is a major, major cause of it. And I've gone through probably 10 of his seminars, trained to teach it, but I haven't really tried to teach it because I got all my other stuff. I just drink some water. By the way, drinking water is also very important. And Dr. Boswell talks a lot about that. Someone asked me yesterday, a good friend of mine, said he just saw a program and he said about how much water to drink. And he said, how much do you drink? I said, I probably finish a gallon of water a day. But I also put electrolytes in a couple of those because if you drink that much water, you're going to wash those out. Now,
Dr. Dan?
Let me add a couple things and I'll get off here.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's many products out there now that are good to help you support your blood sugar. It may have chromium in it, selenium, vanadium, and there is a liquid product called chromium vanadium zinc, I think by Anstrom Minerals. Very, very effective on that on top of what we're doing. But alpha lipoic acid and R-lipoic. We have R-lipoic in Restore. I mix up sometimes the earlier versions, capsules that they're going to bring back. And some things work in an oil form. Some things don't, so they had to leave them out. But there's alpha lipoic will stop the real high spikes of blood sugar. So it only lasts about an hour and a half in the body. R-lipoic lasts about 12 hours in the body, but it doesn't take the real high spike. So now they're starting to mix them together. I had said that to a group of people who are doing a presentation on that about 10 years ago. And they said, yeah, that's our next plan is putting them together like that. Now, Berrabin is also one of the new great things for blood sugar control. It's a B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. Very, very important. You can do that three times a day. I told you last week that to get rid of the spikes on from the coronavirus and from the vaccine, they're now telling you to take Natokinases, Natokinase, and bromelain, which comes from pineapple, and N-L-cysteine, that they realize is it will clean up the blood from all that. Well, also, I believe it will help clean out that sugar that's destructive to the eyes and destructive to the blood vessels. So you're doing two things. You're helping, stopping yourself from getting the coronavirus and cleaning out those spikes that create inflammation from that damn vaccine, by doing that. So there's that. There's one that I'm looking at right here, a glucose optimizer by Jarl. It looks like a good product. There's a number of them out there that are like that. Jarl is J-A-R-R-O-W. But glucose optimizer on top of the Restore would be added benefit. And don't forget about alpha-lipoic acid. We already are using some of that, but alpha-lipoic and R-lipoic will help stop you getting the breakdown of the blood vessels in your feet and your eyes and everything else. That's what they're known for. Great on nerve problems. There's a number of other things out there, and I can always do nutritional counseling individually with you. But let's take questions now, Dale.
Great. Dr. Dan, listen, everybody, raise your hand. Hit *5 on your phone if you've got a question, and specifically a question about diabetes. That's been the topic today. But any question you've got for Dr. Dan on your health and things to be done. Dr. Dan, I've got a question. Could you give the formula again? You talked about net carbs. I think that if I understand it, body goes into ketosis after 3 days of being at 50 carbs or below. You talked about net carbs, which I've never paid attention to. I always just read the back of something and read the carbs. So what's that formula again?
Well, fiber is actually going to help slow down blood sugar. You want fiber. So if I pick up one of these low-carb candy bars, and it says, four net carbs, that means that it may have 12 carbohydrates in it, but 8 of them are fiber, and 4 of them are something that actually interacts with your blood sugar a little bit. Well, that's not very much, 4 down to 1. So you subtract the fiber from the overall carb total. So don't be afraid of fiber. You want fiber. Fiber and fat will slow it down. When you eat a meal that good, healthy fats, or you eat some eggs and maybe some meat or something with a meal, the carbs, I'm not suggesting doing this, but if you did eat carbs with that meal, it's going to have a lot slower response than if you ate that same thing by itself. But things that are killing you that you may not think is the potatoes you eat with the eggs, is the French fries you eat with the meat. I remember I'd been really hungry, and I would go to the Sonic and eat the center of the hamburger right out of the chicken sandwich. But I would throw away the bread. But I used to be at Carl's Jr. I could go get a wrap with the organic beef. And I could get guacamole on it, and I'd tell them to leave the sweet sauce off. And that was great. My granddaughter wanted to eat fast food. I could get something I could eat, and it worked out great. So there's a lot of ways of getting around this, folks. I've been doing it for many years, that you can almost have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, okay. Let's get to our first question from Claudia. Claudia?
Yeah.
Let me unmute you and go ahead and ask Dr. Dan your question.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call. So I wonder, Dr. Dan, if you can comment on how to actually restart the pancreas. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that we've been talking about diabetes, and most of it has been, you know, type 2. And I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, I've had this for, like, we've talked about that, you know, like, for 40 years. I've had type 1. And I follow the diet like there's no tomorrow, right? And without restarting my pancreas, there, you know, I don't feel like there's much that I can do if my pancreas is not going to restart. So,
there are things I've seen. Okay, how much Restore are you doing?
Well, you know, when I talked to Dale, they you know, Dale said, oh, I had asked him about, is there, like, can you take too much? And he was like, no, he's got people, you know, with severe, who are suffering severe conditions that are taking 4 milliliters 3 times a day. So I'm basically doing that.
I would do that. Wait, you're taking 4 3 times a day? Okay. That's enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I know that insulin itself is an inflammatory agent, right?
Right.
So I feel like what I'm doing is, like, I can do all these things, but in the end, if I cannot get off of this insulin, it's just going to continue. It's like a catch 22 kind of thing. I'm doing everything that I can that I know to do, and I have tried the there are some natural insulins, plant based.
Well, we may need to do nutritional counseling. There are a couple things on top of this that I've had over the years, like colostrum 6. It's very important that number 6 is there, because a lot of colostrum out there is not even really colostrum. It's regenerated things because of the growth factors and the immune factors. I've seen it regenerate things over
okay.
a period of time. And then
is that in combination with the Liam 6?
Yes, or the Liam 6. Two separate
okay.
products.
They're
two different, a little bit different use for the different product, but just for anti-aging. I take that product. I take a teaspoon of it. I pick it up at the health food store. I take a teaspoon of it this morning, a heaping teaspoon. And then there's other things too. You and I have talked about and that may actually regenerate. Won't do it overnight, but folks, I want you to remember, when I throw something else out there, I expect you to already be doing a foundation of Restore. Because the reason I do this, I wish I'd say, Dale might laugh at me here. I like to say that Roger is just paying me so much money, I'm getting so rich from doing this. No, I'm not. But anyway, but I love this product. I've seen it turn around so many things that I just can't believe. The miracles and some of these things, I would go, really, is that possible? But we keep seeing it. And so one thing will happen by taking the Restore. As your mitochondria starts functioning better, what sugar you do have circulating, you'll need less and less insulin because you'll now have a functioning mitochondria and a healthier cell wall to bring it in. You'll also have less stress over a period of time, so your body will not have a tendency to, it's not going to be putting down any insulin to start with, but continue with that. Now, but I think the colostrum 6 on top of the Restore, but you, folks, always use Restore as your foundation product. We're still learning about this, but we've seen so many, many changes with people. And so that's where I go first. And then I'll tweak it sometime with other things that I've seen to be really good. But I have seen regenerational things that you would think would not be regenerated. We have that too. You would not think cerebral palsy could be regenerated. But we have two people that are now walking. They couldn't walk.
Right. Well,
one
and that's
with
the eyes
again.
Too.
Like yeah.
With the vision, you know. With the
well,
eyes.
And the brain on the lady, the soldier who didn't have a memory for 15 years, now has her memory came back in 10 days. Things that you would not think could be done, and I say you, I'm talking about as a
right.
as
no.
a doctor in nutrition, I would not think could be done, has happened. And
right.
so give it time. And here's a funny thing about the body and nutrition. And I've seen this time and time ago. I've had other things I think are very, very good over the years. In fact, that's what motivated me to do radio. And things will go along, and you think, and I've had people say, oh, I didn't notice anything for the product. Oh, no, you guys are all talking about having so much improvement in this and that. I didn't know that. I'm not talking about Restore, but it applies to Restore, too. And then just overnight, they get a sudden change. And what happens... And when we talk about muscle and nerves, that blood vessels and nerves are growing towards each other when you stimulate it, but they're not connected yet. And then within a day or two, all of a sudden they're connected and the person's significantly stronger than they were before or able to do things they weren't before. That happens in other ways in the body too. Things are trying to repair. But right. And so think of it as two railroad tracks being built towards each other. And you're not noticing anything? No, well, maybe I'm better. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little calmer. Not. And then all of a sudden those tracks connect, and now things are running. And you go, wow, I think I don't have that problem anymore. So mm-hmm. patience sometimes is necessary. Sometimes you may have to back off a little bit if it's too much energy and then work back up, but it will get you there. And there's other things that will work that way too. There's actually a name in exercise science about the way we respond to exercise, that it's not just I had the same kind of response. When I first started taking the performance product and the mind product, which was a capsule version, dry powder version, I don't know how many years ago that was, 5-6 years ago. I didn't notice anything. I was doing push-ups for the last 6, 7, 8 years at home. When I wasn't at the gym, I would do 3 sets of push-ups and 3 sets of pull-ups. And the most pull-ups or push-ups I could do going down between these push-up bars with my feet up on the stairs was 60. And I was pleased with that. I was 60 years old, 62 years old when I first started, and I was 60. I think about 68 when Roger introduced me to the Perform product. Didn't notice anything. 28 days into it, all of a sudden, I went from 60 to 85. Never did good 85 deep push-ups. And then I didn't notice any change again for a while. And then I would go, I think I just did 95 or 100. After you get up and start doing that, you go, did I do 95 or was that? You start losing count of the number because of the intensity of the exercise. So what I'm saying, you would normally think, well, every time he did it, he's going to improve 1 or 2 push-ups. No, didn't improve any. And then all of a sudden, I improved 28. I went from 65 to 85, or 60 to 85, almost a 50% improvement, and it happened overnight. And then it became my new baseline. So be patient with yourselves. And we can talk more.
Can I just ask you one quick question? Should I allow my reading to kind of, I don't like to allow the blood sugar reading to kind of be the deciding factor on if I'm doing too much or not enough. Do you know what I mean? Especially with the Restore.
No, I'm not sure I do know what you mean. I don't think I heard you well.
Okay.
Is it a good idea
to allow my reading to be the determinant factor of whether I'm doing too much Restore or not enough?
No, I don't think so.
As things are dying off, I'm going to get a reaction from that, which is going to, that's going to affect my blood sugar. And I don't want to cut down on something that is actually helping me just because I'm getting
keep the Restore going.
Okay.
Your stress, how well did you sleep? What did you eat the last hour? All kinds of things. Are you a little bit sick? You don't know that you may get an infection. I remember one time I used to enjoy boxing and I was pretty good at it. My cousin is a very good athlete. I thought, well, the last few times I boxed him, I didn't have any trouble dodging him and hit me. I didn't know I had the flu coming on. But, boy, I was flat-footed, and the next day, every place he tapped me felt like a sledgehammer the next day. You know how it is that you ache with the flu? Well, sometimes we don't know we have a low-level infection going on or maybe a major one that hasn't quite showed up yet. And so that's going to affect blood sugar. All kinds of little subtle things that we don't know. We'll keep with consistency and let the body adjust. Keep consistent use of the Restore product.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any questions? Maybe we're going to end this quicker than I would imagine.
I don't see any other questions. Feel free, anybody, to hit star five if you've got a question. Oh, here's Audrey. And
Audrey, what question?
Someone in Eugene.
Audrey, what question do you have for me?
Good morning. I have a question about my daughter is pregnant for the third time. Diabetes does run in our gene pool, both on both sides of the parents, on her husband's parents and my parents, and then I've been able to do things like you've been talking about to control through exercise and proper diet and paying attention to how I'm eating and now using these products, which are phenomenal. My question is, she's very, very concerned about taking anything while she's pregnant. Obviously, she's about 5 months along. However, and they eat very healthy and natural things, but she tends to, I believe, this has the same issue that I had with, which is like gestational diabetes. She'll end up spiking these high blood pressure readings. She wants to avoid, obviously, having an unnecessary cesarean childbirth, putting her in a high-risk category. I come from a childbirth ed background, and she wants to avoid that. And so she's trying to keep her blood pressure in a safe range while she's pregnant. And that's the question I'd like to ask. If what do you recommend with someone being pregnant and trying to keep her blood pressure in a stable range?
Okay, first of all, and this is important for any grandparent or parent out there to know, that if you take omega-3 oil, good quality omega-3 oil, which is fish oil, or eat salmon 3 times a week, a good, healthy, wild-caught salmon, if you do that the last 3 months of being pregnant, the baby's IQ will be about 9 points higher, they figured out. So it's very anti-inflammatory, very good for blood pressure, and very good for the IQ. We don't know what Restore would do, but I assume it would, the black seed and olive leaf and all that would also have a tremendous benefit for the mother and the baby. Now, there is, by the way, a lot of that baby food is, I hope they cleaned up their act, but there was some horrible stuff they were putting on the market. And they were putting that.
They make all their stuff, for the most part, and they just make healthy food. You know what I mean? So they do eat salmon several times a week. They're doing all this stuff, but her cortisol level is probably off the charts just because of a very, very active lifestyle. And Nana, a.k.a. me, is too far away, to be there to give her some relief during the day. So she's got two other toddlers. They're under 3 years old, and now she's, pregnant with this one. So I've told her about the more Mito and rubbing.
Oh, she hadn't done it yet?
No,
well, maybe you can send this program to her. Dale can get it to you, and I'll tell you, the more Mito, the adaptogens in there are herbal products that the Russians figured out that would lower the stress levels of their athletes so they could work out harder and not overstress the body. And probably the most powerful one in there is ashwagandha. Now, the theanine from green tea is also extremely good. It raises alpha brainwave so it makes the brain alert but calm. And I love it for that factor. Now,
she's looked at the ingredients. Her biggest concern was the old adage, well, while you're pregnant and I'm taking my prenatal vitamins, she does go to a holistic, a holistic doctor, but she has her main obstetrician and so forth. And I want to introduce this to the kinesiologist and holistic doctor that I've gone to for 20 years, and I'm excited about it. But her biggest thing is, while I'm pregnant. And I'm
understand,
showing her
but Roger is right by saying, though, this is a high-tech salad oil.
Yeah.
There's really, everything in there is just good, healthy, nutritional deals. The, what makes it different than anything else on the market is I've taken most everything that was in there before I even knew about them. Not everything. Mm-hmm. Dr. Elliot had come up with a few things I had taken. But generally speaking, I've taken everything in there. What I didn't have is the XDS technology. The level that Dr. Elliott uses is quite minute compared to what I was taking, but apparently most of what I was taking was not getting into the mitochondria and into the cell. That most of the time when we take nutritional products, I describe it like if I draw a circle on the floor and I throw flour up in the air, a little bit's going to land in that circle. A lot of it is going to land all over the room. Well, that's how it is with when we take most supplements. The other description I use is I stand out my back porch at night and I put a flashlight out. A plane may be able to see it, may not. Is it may only go a mile or two before the air diffuses. But if I take a laser, a fairly strong laser, I can put a dot on the moon because everything's lined up and moving together. Well, that's what Dr. Elliott's done with this XDS. And so I think I don't think it can harm. I think it can only
You know
help.
Something you, sir, you have just given me, and you mentioned it on the call, the examples that you use are priceless because they're like every day everybody can relate to the picture that you're drawing. And the pearl for me is the XDS technology and people taking too much with their supplements because it's half of it's not even getting into the cell. They're just making expensive urine. And this stuff is the minutest amount.
Or their liver is having to deal with more.
Exactly, so. Yeah. And she knows the benefit of homeopathic stuff. And so just thank you.
Want to throw out a few things, though, for I mentioned a product earlier that I used to pick up at a health food store. I don't know if I ever picked it up, but we had a lot of people with blood sugar problems that did real well with it. And I think Anstrom Minerals, Anstrom being the distance between two molecules. Anstrom Minerals had a vanadium chromium zinc product called VCZ, vanadium chromium zinc. And we had people with blood sugar come right down. Taking that product. So that could be helpful. Magnesium, very, very important and very important for the mother and for the baby. So she needs to be taking magnesium and her body's going to be using a lot more magnesium than normally would when she's pregnant and under stress. She may be burning up 3, 4, 5 times more magnesium. There's a product I have, by Biooptimism, Biooptimism. The O on bio and the another one. It's an ultimate magnesium. It's a very good product. It has all the different variations of it. Magnesium is magnesium, folks. When I say variation, they wrap it with different amino acids. So lysine, glycine,
right.
And malate. So I like that product. And that can help her a lot in the stress and everything else. Sleep is very important. Let's see, what else? There's something else I wanted. If you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, if you look for around on there, you'll see a deal that says Alpha Cycle. And it deals with alpha brainwave enhancement. When I was in my early 20s, I used to teach that. I was the youngest teacher in the country and teaching people how to do that. And so, I put it out there free. Anyone can go onto the site and listen to that program. I'd listen to it myself. It only takes about 15 minutes and just de-stresses.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
You know, I just was going to say then you must know about Dr. Jose Silva from
I went through the course in 1970 or 69. 70, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. Then I taught it. Then I taught a version of that. And I was very good at it. I don't want to get too esoteric for the people here, but yes, I know. I knew Jose
amazing.
Too. The man I studied with, started art with, that sold my artwork, is help Jose get started with his art students in Amarillo, Texas. And in fact, folks, go to, do me a favor, go to Art by Dan Soloway, D-A-N-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y. You can check out my artwork. Okay, I guess I better answer
the other two.
You're welcome. Sarah, what question do you have for me? Let's unmute you here.
Okay,
Sarah?
This is not, I'm here. Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
This doesn't have anything to do with diabetes, so is it okay for me to ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I have a torn rotator cuff and also tears in my bicep. And I've been using the Restore internally. I do it twice a day. If I do it the third time, I don't sleep. And then I mix that into the Rejuvenate. And I've been rubbing that, especially my bicep has been really bad to where it's hard for me to lift my arm higher than, like, my chest. And I was wondering if there's anything else I can do to make that better.
Yeah, there are a lot of things out there. There's a machine I use, it costs about $350, that works real well on if my neck or low back, my old football injuries and stuff show up. I use that, and it does wonders for me. It accelerates healing. There's a number of things out there to help accelerate healing. But take the Rejuvenate gel, add about a teaspoon of the Restore and stir it, into the Rejuvenate gel. And then rub that into your bicep and rub it on the back of the shoulder, or have someone rub it on the back shoulder for you. And it will go in pretty fast, but rub it into it, it's soaked in there. And do that two or three times a day. And that's going to help. That's going to help get you there, as well as taking the Restore internally. And then, let's see. Without seeing what you're capable of doing and how the body responds, sometimes you put electrodes on it, it stimulates the muscles, and it helps regenerate it. But it may not be a good idea if it's just hanging there by a strand. And so I don't want to suggest that right now, but it's not a bad idea. You can call me. I used to make a living as a physical therapist. I did that for the fact they were going to build four facilities around my system here in Oklahoma City because I kept getting people back that they couldn't get back. But if you call me, you can get a hold of Dale, and he can tell you how to get it, and I can do some nutritional counseling with you. Because I have a couple of things that that may be helpful, but I don't want to get into it on this right now.
Yeah, I understand. Okay? I understand. Okay, thanks for that.
Okay, you're welcome. And, Ebby, I think you're next. Hold on 1 minute, Ebby, and I'll unmute you. What's your question, Ebby?
Hi, it's Charlene.
Oh, Charlene.
I'm on Ebby.
Charlene.
Hi. I just wanted to ask Dr. Dan, when you talked about that colostrum 6 and you said it could renew things in the body on top of the Restore, would the kidneys be one of the things that it might help?
What's wrong with your kidneys? I think the Restore is fantastic on the kidneys and what we've been seeing. I don't know if you can beat that.
No, it's Evie's kidneys. He's doing dialysis 3 days a week. And
well, you've heard a few people today. And we've had them on before that were on dialysis for a number of years and now totally off because of Restore.
Oh, I didn't. I came on late on the call, so I didn't hear that.
Yeah, have some people. Yeah, we've had some people that were going in there for getting dialysis. And they got, instead of going there 3 days a week, they went one. And I think in some cases went totally off. Didn't need it anymore.
So
Restore is fantastic in that area. There's, and I don't know, I wouldn't necessarily use colostrum 6 on the kidneys. I just don't have any background saying that it's great for the kidneys.
And the people that said, that said that they're not doing a dialysis, did they say how much Restore they were taking?
No, but I think Dell can put you together with them, and you could hear the testimonials first of all, and then that's a good question to find out. Maybe you can talk to one or two of them that's gotten great results. How much they're using on that?
Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck on it. Take care. Well, folks, I think we're about ready to call. Well, no, we have one. Does Claudia want to ask one more question? Claudia, did you have one more question?
Yes, I just have a quick question on when you mentioned the A-Wave Alpha program on your site. Is that something good? You know, my husband's got the severe dementia, and my daughter's got
I know your husband's situation. He wouldn't be able to understand it or follow it. It's like a hypnosis thing, but I don't take control of you. There's a deal called Alpha Stim, STIM, and there's some other versions of this where you put it on the head, and the Alpha Stim, you used to put ear clips in it, and it puts a mild current that you really can't feel, but it causes the brain to produce alpha waves. And you can also turn it into theta. And if you look around on Amazon or Google for brainwave enhancers, I thought about buying one.
Is that similar to the Healy?
What?
Is that similar to the Healy with frequency?
I don't know. I'd have to research both of them. It may do that, but I don't know that it does that. You need to ask the person that got you if it causes alpha brainwaves. It probably does. But the ones I used to play with, a friend of mine had, I put ear clips on, and it ran a current through that was, I guess, at the same frequency as the alpha cycle, and it would put my brain in harmony. I mean, I got another business call I got to do here, folks. But, yes, and I'll look for some things for you, and I'll make some recommendations.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mitral Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitral.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it, and call this phone number. 509-593-3300.
Amos out in Indiana. Amos, you there?
Yeah. What I'm finding out, I can say a little bit. My blood pressure was like 135, 137. And about 10 minutes later, when I took two droppers of the Restore, I let it, you know, relax, and it goes down to like 125, 124. So it does take your blood pressure, you know, helping normalize that. Yeah, I think it's very, very, very wonderful. Yes.
All right, Amos.
Yes.
Your body can figure this out. You know, that's a message that you should get from all of these. And that's kind of how you should relate it to other folks. You know, the signaling that goes on and whatnot, the kind of functionality at the cellular level that's restored. Awesome stuff. Ruby Watford.
Good morning. I have a question for you or the doctors. I just suffered from 5 strokes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just got my Restore and I started using that. And I noticed that my blood pressure, too, has gone down some. It's gone from 150-something down to, like, 120-something, 130-something over 80. So that's good news.
All right. Thank you, Ruby. Dwayne, how bad was your diabetes, and how did it affect your brain?
Well, you know, my A1C was really high, and they were telling me that, you know, I had diabetic retinopathy. It was affecting my vision. It was mainly due with the diabetes. It was causing a lot of complications. And, you know, I've had, three heart attacks, 2 strokes, and, you know, this last stroke that almost took me out. So that's how bad my diabetes is.
So, Dwayne, okay. How high was your A1C, and what is it now?
My high A1C was up to 13, and now, after this last check, it's now at 7.
Good improvement. So, Dwayne, how did your diabetes affect your brain?
Well, just being able to remember and forgetting things, always in a kind of a fog, kind of a mental fog, especially with this last stroke. It took a while for me just to learn how to even write. I'm still having problems with numbers, but at least I'm able to communicate a lot clearer without the stuttering and the lisp. I still have a little bit of a slowness, but it's still gone away, and it's improved drastically since I've been on the store.
What would you have anybody know about diabetes? Based on your experience, Frank.
Well, diabetes is what they call a slow killer. And, if you don't take care of it, it can actually really, really can kill you. And you don't really want that to happen. I've had family that have had diabetes. And, my father, he died when he was in his 60s. And I just didn't want to go through that. That's something that, was a very agonizing death, and starting to take care, better care of myself. And with all of the complications of the diabetes and with all the medicines, what I'm finding is that with the Restore, I'm actually able to eliminate a lot of the diabetic medicines that I was on. It's also, even my insulin intake has been less than I was taking almost like about 2 or 3 bottles every, I would say about a week. But since I've been on the Restore, now it's like I take about 1 bottle of insulin for the whole month. That's something that's never been. Actually, it's definitely working with restoring all of the other ailments that I've had that are related to my diabetes and my heart disease.
Well, I'm happy about your improvement, Dwayne. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. We've gone an hour here today, but I really appreciate you all getting in here. And I know I cover a lot of information, and so just ask Dale for this program, and you can hear it again if there's something you didn't catch, or as Audrey said, came in late, and you wanted to hear how we started this all. So you have that. If you missed something, you didn't really miss it, is get a chance to hear it again. Thank you, folks. I'll talk to you again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.